Hurricane Sandy devastated the New Jersey shore nearly 3 years ago, but long-term health effects are still being uncovered. Public health officials say lead particles from destroyed homes that were churned up in the storm may pose a public health risk. If inhaled or ingested, lead can cause developmental delays, miscarriages in pregnant women, and neurological problems in adults. 8 counties in New Jersey are testing residents for elevated blood lead through the end of this month. Carolyn Beeler reports.
Karen Caffrey is sitting at a table at a health fair in Galloway, New Jersey, offering up one of her fingers for a prick.
Ah, oh, they didn't do it yet.
Nurse Sue Anello counts down.
1, 2, 3. That's it.
And hands her a piece of gauze.
Hold that with your thumb. All right.
Caffrey's getting tested because after Sandy, she had to clean and gut the entire first floor of her house on a lagoon in Brick, New Jersey.
I helped to just get rid of all the sludge. Like, there was all dirt and water and everything all over the floor, so I had to clean all that up, and we had to throw out the couches. We had to throw everything out.
Caffrey says when the storm surge rushed onto her property, it brought a lot of junk that made her wonder what else was in that water.
In our backyard, we had people's boats, people's, like, CD players, garbages with diapers in it and stuff, so that's what I was thinking.
It's possible that that water could have also deposited lead particles. That's according to Kathy Lardiere with the Ocean County Health Department.
All that water was pulling the debris from the bottom of the ocean, from the bays, and churning it all up. That lead might have been sitting down there for a long period of time, but it now was moved by the water to new locations.
Funded with federal disaster relief funds, Ocean County and 7 others affected by Sandy are testing residents to see if that churned up lead has made its way into people's bodies. Lardiere says there are many possible pathways. Residents demolishing homes built prior to 1978 could have exposed long covered over lead paint. Or lead from huge debris piles established after the storm could have worked its way into homes or yards.
It only takes a little speck of lead to cause lead poisoning when it's ingested. And if those debris piles were near playgrounds, homes, a little bit of wind, that could have blown that lead-impacted dust and soil to where people would be exposed that might not have otherwise even known it existed.
Symptoms of short-term lead exposure can include abdominal pain, irritability, and memory loss, but they may occur slowly and they could have other causes, so testing is necessary to catch lead poisoning. For people with elevated lead levels, it's important to find and remove the lead from the home environment and get follow-up testing to make sure blood level concentrations drop as the metal works its way out of the body. In extreme cases, lead poisoning can require hospitalization.
Oh, you're done. It's good.
Back at the health fair, Nurse Sue Anello tells Karen Caffrey she's unleaded and hands her the test results.
And you can show that to your doctor the next time you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Residents who step up to the health department's booth can also request lead testing in their homes. Ocean County Assistant Public Health Coordinator Matthew Cheek says even after people strip and scrub their homes, lead can linger.
Because it can be left in little nooks and crannies that you really can't get to. You know, it can be that people were handling debris and that paint then chipped off. That may have been after you've already gutted the first, say, 4 feet of your walls.
In addition to home visits, Cheek's team is collecting soil samples from at least 30 high-risk zones around the county, focusing on those old debris pile sites.
We want to look at that property where that pile was to see what could have leached into the soil, what could have blown into the soil, those types of things.
A study conducted after Hurricane Katrina demolition and rebuilding found nearly 2/3 of homes and yards tested in New Orleans had elevated levels. Cheek, whose testing runs from this April to the end of September, doesn't think the results will be as bad on the New Jersey shore, where houses are newer.
New Jersey just simply is a little less likely to have the residential lead-based paint as the source, but that's why the grant is looking at things like debris management areas, water towers, things like that.
In the first 10 months of testing, about 6% of children 17 or under in 7 Sandy-affected counties had recorded lead levels in their blood about 5 micrograms per liter. That's the federally recommended level for public health interventions. Preliminary data suggests that may be slightly higher than pre-Sandy levels, though public health officials caution that differences in testing programs before and after the storm make direct comparisons difficult. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.